By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
You see that video of the Amazon delivery driver kind of doing exercises on the ring cam as he's delivering a package?
We've got it up on WDJX.com. It's pretty great.
Yeah,
I mean... This is multitasking at its finest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just shows basically the delivery driver parking the van outside. The ring camera starts recording because it catches the activity outside the door, right?
Yeah.
And it just shows him...
He's running full
running,
sprint.
Running, sprint up.
Leap onto the porch.
Jumps on the porch.
Sticks it.
Leaves the
Gently puts the package down. Yep.
Takes the picture of it for the person there.
Uh-huh. That's what you do. There it is. Yep. Delivered. Job well done, and now get down. Let's fit in some scissor kicks. Yeah.
So yeah,
get
so
it.
he's doing his exercises.
Get it.
I mean, these guys, you know.
Wait a minute, that's some push-ups.
He's got to get his steps in, right?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, okay.
So yeah,
9 push-ups. Jumps off and runs back to the truck.
Yeah. So I used to when we had the Cup at a Time coffee dispenser here at the radio station.
Oh yeah.
I used to do push-ups every time I would wait for coffee. You know, I'd do my coffee and then I'd do like push-ups while it was.
Did anybody see you doing that?
Yeah, Aaron, who used to work at one of our stations.
Down the hall.
He walked in on me a couple times, and he would just walk in and turn around and walk out.
Yeah. One of those moments that...
It was just kind of awkward. You know, you see a guy on the floor there just doing push-ups. You're like, okay, I'm just going to let you...
Working on my fitness.
Hey, fitness over here, guy.
Yeah,
fitness.
Fitness corner happening here. Well, for a while, like after I had had my second, we tried to... There was a TV and a, I think a DVD player in the back room, and we were trying to do, like, I was doing my Brazilian butt lift workout.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You were doing that at the radio station with Mo.
Yeah,
I
went back with Mo.
Worked here, too.
Worked here, and we went down there. I think we committed to, like, 2 months.
That's funny.
But then, like, there were
people
that had
walk
offices
in. Yeah, right
back
next
there.
Door.
And so we were just doing our sassy little salsa kind of workout.
Man.
That was great.
All right, so there you go. Yeah, if you want to see the delivery driver who's kind of, and you have a montage of good and bad, I guess.
Yeah, it's good and bad delivery moments, and then this the link to this video, which is pretty great. I mean, sometimes you just have to improvise. We don't have a gym here at work.
Right.
So sometimes you just got to make do with the space you got.
You know, that reminds me, you know, you said you've got a montage of good and bad. I was thinking back, like, okay, I used to deliver newspapers. I mean, remember when that was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like there used to be, like, newspaper delivery.
In your boyhood.
Yeah, yeah. Like teenagers, you know, the newspaper would hire these teenagers to go around and deliver the paper in
the
morning.
Ride the bike, toss the paper.
I was horrible. I would break so many windows. along my route.
Would you stop and knock the door and say, my bad?
Not at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh!
A lot of times, like, if I broke a window, I would run up, and I'd, like, take the paper off, and I'd throw it on their step.
Oh, my God! So, like, there's no way it could be the cause of that.
Couldn't have been that.
Nope.
So, one time...
You planted evidence elsewhere.
I did.
To cover your tracks.
I was bad, but I don't know if I was as bad as my manager. So
your manager was bad?
My manager had got a call, a complaint after I had broken a window.
Oh my God.
And which I got to be honest, the throw was pretty impressive.
Well, it...
I was...
If a newspaper's breaking windows, that's a pretty impressive throw.
This was a good 50 feet.
Ooh.
And I wound that sucker
right
up, and I chucked it, and I was like, man, that has got the distance. That was good.
Sailing,
and then it just sailed a little too far, and it broke the window.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Anyways, got the call, complaint, and so he comes to smooth things over at the customer's house, right? At the newspaper customer's house.
Sure.
And so he jumps out of his car to go talk to the guy, left the car in drive,
oh my God,
and runs through his driveway, his garage door.
Oh
so not only did the newspaper go through this guy's window, but then my manager's car car drives through the guy's garage.
Did that homeowner end up owning that newspaper? Because he should. OMG.
I mean, it was the Columbus Dispatch back in the day.
Do they still exist?
They're still around.
All right, they survived you.
They survived me and my manager. Right. So I guess things could have been worse, right? All right, those trumpets can only mean one thing. It is the weekly battle of joke dominance, where Kelly and I sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another. It's called You Laugh, You Lose.
I mean, I think you're really overstating when you say our best.
You're right. I am. I am. This is the trophy we were going for. It's the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. Kelly holds the slight lead, 23 games to 22. It's in your court. We always say losers go first, so that would be me.
Yeah, you know what? I really wish I could physically have it. It would look really nice on my little shelf.
On your shelf? Yeah, yeah. All right.
So this is like Thanksgiving jokes. Thanksgiving jokes. Do you have Thanksgiving jokes?
I have a few to pepper in there.
Okay.
I have a few.
Mostly Thanksgiving jokes.
Oh, all right. All right. Sure. You laugh, you lose. We can call some of these Thanksgiving jokes. Losers go first. That'd be me. You ready?
Yeah.
Kelly, I don't like 7-Up.
Uh-huh.
I only drink it out of Sprite.
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What kind of key can't open any doors?
What?
A turkey.
So that's where we're going to go with this.
Okay. Yeah, that's a level. That's kind of the level that I'm at. I'll be honest.
Okay. Kelly, when do you serve tofurkey?
When do you serve tofurkey?
On Pranksgiving!
Oh, wow. I thought mine were bad. Hey, this one's from Gail. She sends me lots of jokes.
All right.
She said, my family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I couldn't quit cold turkey.
Oh, yeah. You know, funny thing about cold turkey, I actually thought that when someone said they were quitting cold turkey, that they were actually eating cold turkey. I didn't get it for the longest time. I was way older than I should have been when I realized that that's
fun
just an expression.
From Ben's brain.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Great. It's You Laugh, You Lose.
You don't have to share everything.
I don't. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you know what genies drink?
No. What do they drink?
Wish key.
Cute.
Thank you.
Okay. Going back to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
What?
Quack, quack.
Ah, he's a duck. Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why do the pants of pilgrims keep falling down?
Why do the pants of pilgrims keep falling down?
Because their belt buckles are on their hats.
True statement. That's a design flaw.
Yeah, idiots.
For reals. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the best song to sing while cooking Thanksgiving dinner?
What?
It's all about that bass, about that bass.
You are on a different level today.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm bringing all the fixings.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Why do race car drivers slide their seats all the way back?
Why do they slide their seats all the way back?
Because of all the knee room.
Real cute. Real cute.
Thank you.
The delivery is very important on that one.
Knee room.
Really cute.
Thanks.
Hey, what kind of music do pilgrims like?
What?
Plymouth Rock.
And
probably
roll?
One of the oldest ones in the book, isn't
it? Yeah, that was pretty old.
Probably one of the oldest ones.
Hey, Kelly.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
When does your brother bring his new girlfriend to dinner?
When does your brother bring his new girlfriend to dinner?
For Skanksgiving.
Oh! Oh, my God. You got me on Skanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even see that one coming. That was like left field for me. I didn't see it. That was, oh, wow. How many people now are going to show up to dinner and say, Happy Thanksgiving, Mom.
Happy Thanksgiving. Look at that. Back in its rightful place. You laugh, you lose.
Oh, my God. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was smacked up the face with that one.
And I hope everyone enjoyed a very, very happy Skanksgiving. on 99.7 DJX. To Australia we go for a setting the bar story.
Crikey.
All right. I'm going to. This one is involved.
Okay.
This setting the bar story is involved.
So we're going on a journey, right, mate?
Right.
All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to carry out a home invasion fantasy.
Oh, like sassy fantasy.
On the wrong house.
Oh, oopsie. Oh, oops. Oh,
you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Crikey's right.
Crikey.
So here's the thing. Terrence.
Oh, Terrence.
Terrence is our guy.
He sounds sassy.
Now, listen. No, Terrence is the guy who's going to fulfill the fantasy of a dude in Australia who had hired for about $3,000.
Okay, someone... so he's working. Terrence is working.
Yeah, Terrence is the working guy.
Okay, got ya.
So some guy hired Terrence and another guy on Facebook for about $3,000 to come tie him up and have a broom handle rubbed around his underwear.
Oh, okay. A broom handle?
This was a fantasy of this guy's.
All right.
So,
except who did he surprise?
So here's the thing. Terrence got the call and he's like, all right, $3,000. I can do that. So he drives down the street to a house, goes in, surprises the other guy's neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even knock.
No. It's a home invasion fantasy.
He's going in.
His neighbor wakes up to see Terrence and his boy holding machetes and ready to pounce on this home invasion fantasy.
This unsuspecting man.
Yeah. And so then, they're like, the guy's like, what are you doing here? And they're like, well, we're here for whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You hired us, remember?
And then they found out that, oh, wrong. And so Terrence was like, sorry, mate.
And he
left.
Did he find the right house?
That is a good question.
I mean, I gotta
because
know that.
Because police were called.
Well, yes. I could see that.
Right.
It's a logical next move for the homeowner.
Made it to the actual guy who had the fantasy to start with's place.
Okay.
But a judge ended up just ruling on it and was like, you know what? No harm, no foul.
Just a little mistaken address.
No harm, no foul. No criminal intent. He didn't break in thinking that he was going to rob you.
No.
He was thinking he was going to fulfill your ever fantasy.
Wow, $3,000.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I could fake attack someone for $3,000.
Could you?
I'd say I probably could.
Would you rub a broom handle and...
Probably not that.
Would you? Okay. See?
I'd walk in the door, though, and be like,
okay,
stick them up.
I'm here. So like I said, this was involved.
It was involved.
You're setting the bar.
That is a story.
Taking us to Australia, down under.
Wow.
Where if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to fulfill some home invasion fantasy on the wrong house, you're doing okay.
That is one line of work where you gotta pay attention to the details.
Yeah. That's setting the bar. We need to honor, in the best way we know how, an individual who saved a species from extinction. His name is none other than Diego the Tortoise. Thanks to a project that began in 1960 something.
Whoa.
When there were just 2 males and 12 females of this tortoise left in the entire world in the wild.
That's a hard statistic to come across. Did they really search every corner of the world?
Diego,
uh-huh.
A 100-year-old tortoise with a, quote, legendary libido, who fathered about 800 offspring. Saved the species. species of tortoise from extinction finally gets to go home after mission accomplished, job well done.
Yeah.
He and about a group of another 15 other giant tortoises get to get shipped back to the Galapagos Islands to live out the rest of their days in paradise.
Right. Job well done.
Yep. They had been moved from a couple different sanctuaries to the San Diego to try at a to continue on with this reproduction. Here's the thing. The reason we're talking about Diego is he literally is the only one who had the staying power to get the job done and get the job done right.
Okay. And so the lady turtles were all like, they didn't say not if he was the last tortoise on the earth.
That was not what they were saying.
They didn't say that.
They were all about some Diego.
Okay.
Because of the 2,000 offspring that has since been birthed from this group of 15 tortoises, about half of them came from Diego.
It's like we now have kind of an Adam and Eve story. Starting all over again in the tortoise world.
Kind of.
A little.
So we need to honor Diego, who literally, stamp of approval, job well done, mission accomplished, you have done your job.
How long do they typically, like, live? Because if he's, like, 100,
yep,
and he is tasked with this kind of a thing, that's usually probably the stuff for young tortoises, right? No?
I mean, I gotta think.
How long do they live? Oh, okay.
I mean, this is congratulatory. This is Diego getting the job done. Diego's getting it done for his species.
Put me in, coach. Throw me off the bench.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this is the sound that those female tortoises heard that just lit their fire.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of that going
here's
on.
The thing. You know what? Erect a damn statue for Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Erect a damn statue for Diego.
Probably deserves one.
The tortoise that got it done, saved the species, and now gets to go home.
He is Father Tortoise. He's like Papa Smurf, is he not?
A little bit. There you go.
All right.
So, that's how.
Here's to you, Diego, and your amazing tortoise libido.
Oh, my gosh. Quote, legendary.
Legendary.
Libido.
Libido. That's great news. I'm so happy.
That is.
Diego sounds happy.
Yes. Let me throw this out to you. Kind of lit up Twitter and Facebook yesterday. If the year 2020 were a candy, what would it be?
The worst tasting kind ever on planet Earth.
Yeah, but name specifics.
Candy corn.
You're going candy corn? Can I be the only advocate for candy corn?
I mean, you already are. But then I was going to say your precious black licorice, too.
I know. My black licorice got lit up in the comment section,
I'd say
by
black
the way.
Licorice.
But black licorice is delicious,
it's
by the way.
It's bitter.
It is delicious. You just haven't been eating the right kind.
Okay.
The soft black licorice is 100.
Mm-mm.
Can I just get on the candy corn bandwagon, if you will?
Do we need to?
A lot of people threw candy corn under the bus. Alone, trash. I get it. But with peanuts, it's like you're eating a baby Ruth.
Peanuts saves it?
Yes.
Okay.
Peanuts and candy corn together is a mix that you will not regret. All right?
Yeah, no, I think
so,
I
regret
that.
If the year 2020 were a candy, what would it be?
See, I think just calling it a candy is giving it way too much credit.
Well, Megan rolls in on Twitter, good for a very short period of time, and then disgusting, the double bubble bubble gum.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's like good for 4 seconds.
Yeah, that flavor doesn't have any hang time. For sure.
Yeah.
They need to work on that.
Haley texts in bamboozled jelly beans. Yeah, those got a lot of mentions.
Oh, yeah. Especially the ones that are awful, like vomit.
Yeah, the vomit
and
jelly beans
skunk
got a lot of attention, too.
Yeah.
And black pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Our buddy Otis checks in and says Sour Patch Kids, which I'm saying, you know what? You got to go home with that. Sour Patch Kids are delicious.
A lot of people like Sour Patch
Kids. Yeah, so either...
My kids like Sour Patch
either
Kids.
You're saying the year 2020 is awesome.
Because I feel like if you're saying it's a tasty treat...
Yeah.
Then you're saying it's awesome. You put your stamp of approval on that.
We got from Christy that peanut butter bar, that like block peanut butter bar that you get at Halloween from like your 80-year-old neighbor?
See, I've never gotten those. Have I been like really lucky?
Maybe.
All this time that I have managed to escape.
Now listen, the generic Scott's rolling in with the Whoppers.
No, sir, I like Whoppers.
As the candy to best describe 2020.
I mean, the name I get because we've kind of been like whopped in the face with a lot of things.
Julie from LKY rolls in with Bit of Honey.
Ooh, yeah, no. Yeah, I don't. I've never had a desire to put anything like that in my mouth.
Yeah, Paul says Necco wafers. I'll agree with that. That's literal chalk, like eating colored chalk.
With like, they're trying to give it a hint of flavor. And yeah, it's just
Steven
not there.
Says if 2020 were a candy, that hard Christmas candy that your grandma has had in the kitchen for about 5 years.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with that.
I got that.
No one's eaten that.
Melody's like, these atrocities for sure. The orange, black, and tan wrapped peanut butter chews.
I see. I was wondering what was in there. I never knew what was in there.
You never did?
No.
Are you serious?
No. And I just knew I wasn't going near it.
And again, I got to be honest and say, I low-key like those.
Really?
I'll eat those. Wait, hang on a second. Am I admitting now that I like trash candy?
You like all the trash candy.
Give me
That's evident.
Give me your black licorice. Give me your candy corn with peanuts.
No.
And give me your orange and black.
You can have it because none of us want any of that.
Peanut butter chew candy.
I'm keeping my standards with the Snickers and the Reese's and the Kit Kat and the Twixes.
Casey checks in and says, that hard candy the older people have in a jar or a bowl, the one with the strawberry wrapper.
Oh, yeah, no. That's right. They try to put a cute wrapper on it and think it's going to be good. Nope, you can't. Can't trick me.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, Kelsey backs up the claim of a sugar daddy. Yeah, it started like a good idea, but then it just gets harder and harder to chew.
Yeah.
All right, I understand. Fruit Stripes gum.
I kind of did like that back then.
Did you really? Yeah. See, again, Fruit Stripes gum was good for literally 1 second.
Well, it had a real strong flavor at the beginning, and that's what hooks you.
Right.
And then it disappears.
So maybe that's like the year 2020. It had everybody, remember December 31st rolling into.
First couple of months was great.
December 31st rolling into the first week, everybody was like, 2020, it's a new vision.
Yes.
2020, we're seeing like great things.
People everybody were saying, new decade.
Yes, new decade. Yeah. Let's roll.
We were all on top of it.
Mike tweets, Mike and Ike's. I'm going to have to, again, disagree with you. Unless you're saying the year 2020 equated to a candy is delicious, Mike and Ike's are good. And, really?
Mm-mm.
You're not with the Mike and Ike's?
Mm. No, if it ain't chocolate, if it's not coated in chocolate, don't even try to come at me with it.
Or the Good and Plenty's?
Nope.
See, the Good and Plenty's, that's the black licorice. Give me all your Good and Plenty's.
I'm not having any
Give
of
me
that.
All your Good and Plenty's.
None of it. Oh, those like orange peanuts.
The orange peanuts that tasted like styrofoam.
Yeah, they looked like styrofoam. I never wanted to put that in my mouth either.
Yeah, Dive Bomb Pigeon tweeted us that.
I do like that Twitter
Hang on
handle.
A second. Jalen says Swedish Fish, and I'm going to have to, again, disagree with
that's
you.
That's a favorite in your
because
household.
Because that's my top three candy choices of all time,
yeah,
Swedish Fish.
Okay.
That's a ranked candy in my house. You can't come at me. And again, unless you're saying 2020 is amazing.
Don't those just taste like gummy bears? All standard gummy treats, don't they all taste the same?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Here's the key to Swedish Fish. Keep them in your pocket.
You warm them up next to your inner thigh?
That's right. Okay. Keep them in your pocket for about a good 15 minutes to 20 minutes before you want to eat them.
No, I'm never trying them!
And then pull them out of their sealed pouch, and they're nice and chewy and warm.
Uh-uh.
The delish.
No.
Delish. Let
I'm
me tell you.
I'm not having your inner thigh Swedish Fish. I'm not.
I am an expert when it comes to trash candy, Kelly. God. What the people are saying is trash candy. So anyways, get to a text from James real quick. I turn the car on and hear Sugar Daddy, and it gets harder as it goes. LOL. That's why I love this show. We're definitely talking about candy there.
We're talking about candy.
Sugar Daddy the candy. But I get it. Remember last month, Mom Lisa posted a video of her daughter singing a song she came up with?
I wonder what's inside your book.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what's inside your
That one.
Yeah, it just kind of her with a little ukulele there strumming a song that she made up by herself.
Yeah, a little Minnie Mouse guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's back with another hit.
I peed in my pain. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Okay. So she I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh, wow.
To her latest hit compilation, I Peed in My Pants, which, by the way, the video, there is a Christmas tree in the background, so I don't know if this is like a...
it's a delayed release.
An unearthed hit where they're like, hey, if you like this one.
It's the B-side.
Right.
Of the butthole song.
Right.
Okay.
Peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me? I peeing in my pants, but I don't know what's the matter with me.
I mean, she's found a formula. She's found a formula, and she's sticking to
truth,
it.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, she's an authentic artist. She is
you know
coming
what?
Up with her own experiences and singing about that.
I think there are a lot of pop artists who would say it is important to really get raw with your songwriting.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga are
sure
both.
They all started like this.
I mean, just putting their heart on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what's inside your butthole. Do I pee in my pants and I don't know what's wrong with me?
That's a lot.
I mean, listen. Can I just say it's not just a problem for little 3 or 4 year olds?
Right.
Grown adults.
People can relate.
Grown adults sometimes do it.
All right. Yes. Maybe sometimes you're laughing so hard at something that's funny.
Or sometimes
a little comes out.
Sometimes you have the dream.
Sometimes you have the dream.
That is the worst.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't really have that dream.
You don't ever have the dream?
No, I don't have that dream.
Where you're going to the bathroom and you're just like, yeah, this is so good. And then you wake up and you're like, ah!
It's never happened to me.
it happens to me.
To the good Lord.
Listen. It happens to me. I'd say probably several times a year.
You don't have to admit
but,
this.
No. I'm not. I catch myself.
Oh, do you?
Before anything happens.
Oh, great. That is good news for your wife, especially.
Most of the time.
Oh, God.
And I've said on this show. Well, I need to have solidarity with this kid saying, hey, look, it's sometimes this stuff happens.
A toddler.
There was a long time ago.
It's a lot easier to explain it away for a toddler.
I know, a long time ago, I had that dream and I literally wet the bed on my wife.
Oh my
God. And I woke up and I tried to figure out how I was going to, two things. One, change the sheets without her waking up. And two, change her sweatpants that she was wearing without her waking up. So listen.
That's impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
Obviously,
so,
it was impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, listen, this sort of problem.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
Girl, it's
relatable.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
It's raw.
Okay.
It's gripping.
But I'll tell you this. You don't have to. See this microphone in front of you? You don't have to have all of the words come out of your mouth and into it all the time. You don't. You can hold a few things back.
Kelly, if I'm not real, who am I?
Okay. I'm sure your wife wants you to hold a few things back. Maybe.
So anyways, the latest hit from Lisa's daughter.
I need her to put out an entire album because I'm invested.
With such hits like...
I wonder what's inside of a pool.
Comes the follow-up.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
She's a songwriting genius already.
There. On 99.7DJX.com. So everyone within the sound of my voice is qualified for this gig that could earn a quick 10 grand for 3 months. All right?
That's not a bad payday for that amount of time.
Yeah, because it's something that I don't think you'd have to quit your normal job to do. It's just some side hustle cash.
Yes.
All right?
I wouldn't quit my job for this.
It's a New York-based company offering to pay $10,000 to study certain habits. All right?
Are you studying your own habits or other people's
habits? Your own.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to document your diet for 3 months.
Okay.
And describe your bowel movements. Sorry, this is a bidet brand.
All right.
That is looking for people.
Are they looking for poo ambassadors?
Yes.
What's happening?
The VP of Fecal Matters is what they're looking for.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
All you have to do is be regular every single day for 3 months and record what you're doing.
Wait a second. What if you're not regular?
What happens then?
Well, is that something you can predict?
This is part of the requirements where you have to, like, answer these questions. Like, they're looking for someone between 21 and 121.
Well, that's a big age range.
Who's regular. So you answer all these questions. And if you get hired, your official duties will be to document your diet and bowel movement daily for 3 months.
No.
And describe your experiences on the brand's social media.
No, sir. No, not on social. You have to tell everybody on social media about it? I'm out.
Yeah. So
I'm out.
So it'd be like, okay, so if Kelly is the VP of Fecal Matters for Tushy, the name of the bidet.
I'm so out.
Then Kelly would be like, hey guys, Kelly.
No.
Kelly here checking in?
I don't think so.
Another good one.
I don't think I can. Nope. I feel like I would rather maybe be the spokesperson for the herpes medicine.
Are you serious?
To do this. I don't know. Both are not great gigs.
Okay, of all the, hang on a minute. Of all the things, ailments that could befall you, if we were to get an endorsement for something, a bidet, I think, is one that I think I could easily be an endorser for a bidet. Right. We gave away bidets.
Yeah, we did. But we didn't have to describe our poo. That was not a requirement.
All right.
That's
so
why we signed on for that.
I think maybe for me, it might be tough, like, for me to jump over the hurdle of erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no amount of money is going to make you do that?
I can't say no amount of money.
Okay.
Like if they...
All right, let's put a price tag on it.
Let's put a price tag on it.
Would you do it for $5,000?
Hi, I'm Ben Davis, and I'm here to talk to you about erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, you're already off to a great start.
I think, thank you.
I think you would be an amazing spokesperson.
All right, so herpes for you?
Yep. It's not going to slow me down. I'm in a canoe.
You're in a canoe.
Yeah. It could be a fun day of shooting.
Okay. All right. So
I can't. I don't know. But I would need a big, hefty payday for that, too, though. I mean, my price tag's high. I'm going to need at least $1 million to be the herpes girl.
Okay. The herpes girl. Because you know you would be branded as a herpes girl forever.
1,000%. Yes.
I mean, you'd be in the grocery store and people are like, oh, Kelly! Hey, I saw your commercial! And you're like picking out kumquats going,
No.
Did you go down the aisle yet?
I feel like I have
to
have standards.
Did you go down the aisle yet?
Kathy's like, come on, Kelly, everyone poos. I don't know. I just don't know if I can get detailed about it on social media. I'm not sure that's my game.
To be fair, you're not using your own account. You're using theirs as their brand ambassador.
Sure.
So you're like, hey, what up? It's Kelly checking in here for Tushy.
No. Christopher, though, he wants to sign up. Christopher, you go for it. I am going to fully throw my support behind you.
All right, so you're out on the whole bidet brand endorsement
because of the requirement.
Okay.
Of having to describe.
But you're saying there is a chance for herpes,
maybe for at least $1 million.
And I'm saying
I'll take $1 million.
And I'm saying, hey, if you're an erectile dysfunction company that wants an endorser.
All right.
Do I have to?
What's your price tag, though? We didn't settle on a price tag.
Yeah, I don't know, because here's the thing. Like, I'm not afflicted by it.
Oh, well.
So is that false advertising?
I feel like it is. Or they put a little asterisk actor portrayal.
Listen, or I have to be upfront about it. And I'm like, hey, look, someday when I get older, I may suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Oh, maybe. And then
when I do, I'm going to pop a couple. It's time once again to play everybody's favorite game, the movie butthole game, where we replaced one word from a popular movie title with the word butthole. All Kelly has to do is identify the word missing.
Okay. All right. This is just such an aggressive word this time of day or any time.
For example,
uh-huh.
Back to the butthole. What famous movie?
Future.
Yes!
Awesome.
Hey, I need to give you a...
Oh, can you give me a ding?
I need to give you a ding.
Okay.
All right.
Are the prizes attached to this?
Should there be?
Do I get, like, one of the donuts that I brought in?
Yes. There we go. There's the little ding. Got a little donut.
It's such a great game.
All right, so you can please follow along as we play the movie butt game.
All right.
Dude! Where's my butt? What is the missing word in that famous movie title?
Car.
Yes, dude, where's my car?
Okay.
The famous Ashton Kutcher movie.
It is a different movie if you replace that word. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello. My big fat Greek butt.
Oh my god.
Again,
wedding. The word is wedding.
Wedding is correct.
Wedding.
Yes.
Wedding.
My big fat Greek wedding.
Wedding. Famous, thank God they didn't make the other movie.
Famous. We don't know they didn't.
We don't know they didn't. You're right. Okay.
Okay. It's a Wonderful Butt. What?
What is life? It's life.
Life.
It's the word wonderful, is life.
A wonderful life. You're really good at this game.
Thank you.
Again, we're playing the movie butthole game where we replace one word from a popular movie title with that word.
Careful.
Those have been really easy.
Listen, I don't want to get fired over this game. I don't want my career to end over the movie butthole game. I don't. I really don't want this to be how it ends.
How to train your butt. Again.
Dragon.
Dragon is right.
Dragon is right.
Good job. Kelly is really good at this game.
Okay.
This one may be a little bit tougher for you, okay?
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Journey to the center of the butt. Will she do it, friends? Will she be able to identify...
It's Earth.
Do you need it once again?
Journey to the center of the Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I knew it.
How
I
many more? It. Two more?
I don't know. I don't know. You're looking at the list.
How many more do we
know? I don't know the list. Okay.
Okay.
Just don't get us fired.
All right.
God, please.
The movie butthole game. Stop or my butt or shoot. Oh, gosh. That might be tough. That might be tough. That might be a tough one.
Mama. Isn't it?
Ooh,
is it mama?
Ooh, it's close. Close.
Mom?
Mom. Mom is what we're looking for there. All right. One last.
Okay.
One last one.
All right.
Okay. Where we've replaced a key word in a popular movie title with the word butthole.
Why?
It's the movie butthole game.
Why, though? Why, though? Why? We're gonna get fired.
Okay.
Okay.
Lethal butthole. Two.
Weapon.
Yes.
Weapon.
Weapon is right.
Weapon.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, Kelly, my God.
Congratulations.
I'm flawless.
You won.
In the movie butthole game.
I mean,
I'm so proud.
I resisted the urge to say Charlie and the Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
I resisted that. That, my friends, is the movie butthole game. Hopefully you had fun.
I can't see.
Play along with friends.
I can't see.
The next time you get together.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX.
Yeah.
Setting the bar stories, we give you these stories to show you that, you know what, we're, regardless of what happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, I may have had a crummy day, but at least I didn't do that.
This is a big one. Cringe factor, 15 out of 10.
Yeah, so really there's no way to put it delicately, but setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking a cell phone cord up your wiener, then you're doing okay.
Oh, God! Oh, how?
An unidentified guy.
How?
Wound up in the hospital.
Okay.
After doing just that.
It wasn't the USB.
Here's the thing. He went into the hospital after about 5 days complaining of abdominal pains.
5 days?
The doctors were like, okay, let's take some medicine. Let's try to let it pass naturally.
Oh, so the doctors did know what they were dealing with.
When nothing was happening and the pain was still there.
And his phone was not charged.
Right. And the cable didn't come out.
Oh.
It's because he didn't tell the doctors the truth.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, he just walked in. I don't know. Strange pain.
Doctors, it wouldn't be in my intestines. So when
they had the X-ray?
When they did the X-ray.
Oh, okay.
That's when they revealed that the guy had actually...
Oh, okay.
2 feet worth of charging cable.
Oh, wow.
And it was in his bladder.
No. Oh, no. Oh, that doesn't sound like easy surgery.
Yeah. I mean, they had to cut in places.
Yeah.
To get it out. But now he's recovering.
That's good news. And hopefully he's a little wiser. Hopefully he learned
that
from
is,
the experience.
Listen, that is not how you charge your cell phone.
No, it is not. That cord goes in the wall.
When you look at your phone, and you're like, ooh, I got 6% left.
Yeah.
And you start getting the sweats like, I don't know how to charge it.
Yeah.
That is not an area of your body that will give it an electrical charge.
Nope. Nope.
No matter what.
Nope.
Some other people may have told you.
Don't know if you saw that on YouTubes.
That is not
don't do that.
How you charge a phone.
That is. Oh, wow. I don't have one of those, but I can imagine the ouch.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
I have confidence in all of our men out there.
Without trying to charge your phone by sticking the cord where the sun don't shine. Then you're doing okay.
Okay. I have confidence. The men listening to us will avoid that. I have confidence.
Do you?
I have 100% confidence.
Oh, wow.
Listen, don't let me down.
Kelly's setting the bar high for you guys.
Don't let me down.
Where we've set the bar low, Kelly's setting the bar high for you.
I know. I know you.
We got a couple male listeners, I know.
You can avoid this.
All right, that's setting the bar.
Okay. Wow.
So I took back a patio umbrella yesterday. Stay with me.
Stay. When the second sentence out of your mouth is stay with me,
I know.
It's going to be amazing content.
I know. So,
do not go to the bathroom right now. Don't get a snack. You stay put.
Stay with me. So I had purchased the display model lawn umbrella just because they didn't have any other than that. And
right.
So anyways.
That was the one you saw. That was the one you wanted.
Yeah, that was the one I wanted. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll take that one. Whatever. It's going to be outside anyways. Uh-huh. It's going to get a little wear and tear. Not a big deal. So I realized that it wasn't going to work for my needs and I needed to take it back. So I took it back yesterday and, you know, I wheel it in a cart.
Sure.
Like it wasn't in a box to begin with. So it looked like it was just a hodgepodge of just parts and an umbrella. And
hey, I found this. I'm going to return it.
I know.
I don't even have a receipt.
I don't have a receipt. Can you return it? So I roll it up there. They were fine with, you know, returning it. But I had to resist the urge to be my mom for a minute. Because had my mom been in the same situation and had she purchased the display model, she would have said something like, you know, you don't even have to put it in the box. You can just put it right back up on the display. I literally, that thought came into my head. And
do you want me to just set it right over there where I found it?
Yes, I know. I was like, I can wheel it right over there to the display and you could just set it right back up. It doesn't even need to go back in the box.
Did you tell them, say, this was a display model, so I don't have the box?
I was.
Did you tell them?
No.
That? No.
But that was part of me resisting. Right. Like going down the path that my mom would have taken. My mom.
Stop talking. Don't talk.
Definitely would have, because it hit my head and it like reached the tip of my teeth. And I was like, I'm not saying it. Okay. I'm not saying it.
All right.
And there were a couple moments where I had the opportunity. There was like a lull where she was like scanning things. And I was like, and I would just, you know. I wanted to just be like
just in case she was gonna maybe reject my return,
or just like want to like box it back up and put it in the back. My head.
This is the one that was right there.
I was like, you know.
Oh God!
All you gotta do is just put it right back up on the display.
It's like it never happened.
No, it's like I borrowed it for just a couple hours. So anyways, I don't know.
I didn't.
I resisted.
You just walked away?
They gave me my receipt. They put it back in my card. There. I was like, all right, peace.
I'm out.
All right.
Okay.
So yes, I know a returning a lawn umbrella story was
amazing content.
Was probably not what you were anticipating hearing this morning.
So relatable.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give you these stories to set the bar very low for you. As Kelly likes to say, they're small goals. Maybe
small hurdles to jump over.
Yes, that you can achieve for yourself. So, cringe factor of 10. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a fish stuck in your butt, you're doing okay.
What just happened? Wait a second. Back the truck up. There's a fish in someone's derriere?
In China, guy went to the emergency room complaining of abdominal pain. Sound familiar? So here's the thing. Doctors, however, found the cause pretty quickly.
They did?
Yep. He had a dead fish up his rear.
Oh my God.
So obviously doctors are going to question. They're going to be like, yo, how did a fish find its way into your rectum?
First of all, sir, were you aware?
Yeah.
That a dead fish was inserted in your rectum?
So he said he'd accidentally sat on it.
Okay.
And that's where I say, that's not how you fish. That is not how you fish.
I don't
According
understand.
To the Sun, the medic responded, do you think I'm an idiot? So I don't think the medical staff was believing his.
They're not buying the story.
I sat on this fish. That's how it wound up in my rear.
Yeah,
story.
No. Listen, fish are floppy.
By the way, do you want to know what it was?
What kind of fish was it?
Mozambique tilapia.
Well, that sounds kind of exotic.
It sounds kind of delicious. You know, a fish taco.
I like tilapia.
You know, you take it out, maybe fry it up a little bit, put it in.
I don't think I can think about fish tacos right now in the midst of this story, sir.
So here's the thing. You're like, how could this get worse?
How could this get worse? Well, I'm already thinking about buttfish like tacos. I don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need buttfish tacos.
No, please.
So if you know anything about fish, the Mozambique tilapia has like spiky things, scales, spiky scales.
Spines?
Yeah.
And
so that kind of did some work inside the man. So they couldn't just like pull it out because it would like catch. So they had to, yeah. Anyways, all right, I'm not going to say anymore.
Surgery?
Yeah, surgery. Again, this is not how you fish.
Oh,
it's a setting the bar story. I'm sorry that you had to hear this here today, this morning, but we felt it necessary. You know, hey, fishing is a big thing around here. People love to go fish. This is not how you do it.
No. Maybe he didn't have a pole. He forgot his pole. He's like, listen, I gotta eat.
He's like, hang on a second. Well, what am I going to use for bait? Well, I don't want to use my fingers, so I'll just put the bait right there.
I don't understand sometimes.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Fish are not particularly straight
without
up and down.
Getting a fish stuck in your rear, you're doing okay.
Logistically speaking, I'm confused. I'm confused and mortified.
That is setting the bar.
I love that the medical guy said, do you think I'm an idiot?
I wonder what's inside your bubble.
That's setting the bar on 99.70 JX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.